Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I, of course, am your host, Josh Peck. Have you ever wondered about the enigmatic verse, Mark 13:27, which says, "And then he shall send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of the heaven." Now, what is that all about? The heavens. Why are there people in the heavens? What is this talking about? We're going to talk a little bit about that today in regards to a recent story. With an overnight launch, Israel aims to be the fourth country to land on the moon. They are launching into the heavens. Is there a connection here? We're going to talk about all of that and more. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you click the bell for notifications. YouTube still might not notify you, and if that is the case, that's okay. Just check back every day. You're going to get a new video. Sometimes you'll get more than one video. Sometimes you can get as many as eight, depending on the day and what's going on. Also, keep track of joshpeckdisclosure.com. We have a lot of very interesting things coming up there. We have articles that are being posted. I have my just amazing web developer, Alex Patchen, on the job. You've seen him on this channel before. He is working to get Josh Peck Disclosure up and running with articles and videos, and there's lots of cool stuff coming. So make sure you keep an eye on that. And also, again, subscribe to this channel. Please click the bell. Very important. Now, a quintessential Israeli startup tale, this is. This has been reported by the Times of Israel, also several other outlets, but the Beersheet spacecraft, which means in the beginning, so if that sounds familiar, that's why. This went through three or four redesigns, but its builders hope to inspire a new generation of Israelis to pursue science. So let's take a look at a picture right now. You have, I'll put it on screen share in a moment, but let me read the caption first so we know what we're looking at. It's Yariv Bosch is on the right, Yonatan Weintraub is in the middle, and Kafir Damari is on the left. These are the founders of SpaceIL, inserting a digital time capsule into the Beersheet spacecraft. And this picture was taken December 17th, 2018. So we'll take a look at that screenshot. There we go. Okay. And it is here. All right. So they are putting in a digital time capsule. This is the Beersheet. And these are the three of SpaceIL. So we're going to talk about this. A very, very interesting story. Now, before we get too much further, I have got to tell you, for my fellow chronic pain sufferers out there, I've got a solution for you. It is Coastline Kratom. Now, I scoured the internet. I very rarely... I advertise products on basically every video that I do, but I don't... I have very few products that I actually advertise, you know, two or three at most, because I don't want to ever promote anything that I don't personally believe in. Now, Coastline Kratom is great. So I take Kratom every day, usually two or three times a day, most of the time two times a day, depending on what kind of day it is, for chronic pain. So for chronic pain sufferers out there who don't want to be involved in the opioid crisis that is plaguing our country today, Kratom might be a good option. It's something to look into. Coastline Kratom is great. It's the highest quality out there. They have a money-back guarantee, so there's no risk if you don't like it, and free U.S. shipping. So you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, or you can click at the link in the description below to find that. They also have Ultra Enhanced. You know, everybody's tolerance level is different. So they have Ultra Enhanced Kratom in various strains in case regular Kratom just isn't doing it for you, if you're in a lot of pain, for example. But if you're just starting out, you know, I would say do your research first. Take it slow. Don't jump into something that you're not aware of. Do your research first. That's very important. But if I could recommend anything on here, I would recommend their starter pack for their enhanced strains. You get a whole bunch of different strains in one starter pack. Very affordable, excellent quality. So make sure you check that out. Okay. So this story is extremely interesting. It's been making the rounds. So Yonatan Weintraub, in case you're not familiar with this guy, he spent eight years trying to land a spacecraft on the moon. But apparently, when he stood on the launch pad this month at Florida's Cape Canaveral, he was still in shock because he said in a phone interview on Wednesday, quote, "I stood right next to the rocket and it's pretty big. In the video, you don't see how big the rocket is and how powerful it is, but when you stand up close, it's pretty powerful," end quote. Now, if he sounds like a kid, like marveling at the thought of space travel, that's how he's described. He basically kind of is. So he and his two friends, they're all in their 30s, so they're millennials, and they're on the verge of doing something extraordinary. They intend to make Israel the fourth country to land a spacecraft on the moon. So only the United States, the Soviet Union, and China have done it. Now, Weintraub with his partners, Kfir Damari and Yariv Bash, they aren't doing it with billions of dollars from a superpower government. So in 2011, they co-founded SpaceIL, which is an Israeli nonprofit that has spent a total of $100 million on this effort, which is basically a pittance in the space business. That's not a lot of money. If their mission is successful, it would be the first time any private spacecraft landed on the moon at lower cost with a smaller craft than previous landings. So I can show you a picture of the actual rocket here and a quote. So let's take a look at this. This is the rocket. This is from Israel to the moon at Team SpaceIL, if you wanted to follow them on Twitter. But it says, "The time is now. We are ready. Let's go to the moon." So Weintraub said in a news conference last Wednesday, "Kfir, Yariv, and myself sat in a bar in a suburb of Tel Aviv and thought, why not get to the moon? I always thought we were going to get to the moon, but now it's actually happening and it's quite incredible." So yes, it is. It's quite incredible indeed. Now, SpaceIL's circular three-legged craft. It's roughly the size of a compact car. So it's 5 feet tall, it's 6.5 feet in diameter, and it's weighing about 1,300 pounds, most of which is fuel. Now at 8:45 p.m. Eastern time last Thursday, barring or on Thursday. Now, at the time of this recording, I don't know for you if this is last Thursday or the Thursday in the future. So you'll have to look into that on yourselves. I usually record these ahead of time when I can because life is chaotic. So, you know, you just got to do it when you can. But according to this article, it just says Eastern Time Thursday, 8:45 p.m. Barring bad weather or unforeseen problems, the craft will launch into space from Florida, hitched to one of Elon Musk's SpaceX rockets. Weintraub called it the Uber of space travel. Now, just thinking ahead, when I think I'm going to post this, this probably happened already, but in case not, you can just search for it online and find it. Now, where Apollo 11's 1969 trip to the moon took 3 days, SpaceIL's will take about 2 months. Now that's because it's riding shotgun on another rocket and it can't propel itself directly to the moon. Instead, it has to use orbiting to align itself, only meeting up with the moon at the beginning of April. So we have a little ways to wait before they get there. Now, about 4 minutes after launch, the SpaceIL craft named Bereshit, again, Hebrew for Genesis, in the beginning, it will separate from the rocket. It'll send a first communication to SpaceIL's ground control at the Israel Aerospace Industries Complex in the central Israeli town of Yehud, and go into orbit around the Earth. Now, over the course of about a month and a half, it will hurtle through space at a maximum speed of more than 22,000 miles per hour, and its thrusters will push the craft in progressively wider and wider orbits around the Earth and closer to the moon's orbit. Then, it will enter one of the riskiest steps in the mission. Once it gets near the moon, the craft must suddenly slow down enough to be pulled into orbit around the moon. If it goes too fast, it'll pass right by, speeding directly into space. Then, after about a week of traveling around the moon, the craft will slow down again, dropping towards its landing spot on the Sea of Serenity. Now, about 16 feet up, it'll cut the engine entirely and free fall to the moon's surface, making a soft landing. Now, SpaceIL's founders are confident that the mission will be successful, but Weintraub acknowledged that it's fraught. there's a lot that could go wrong here. So he says, quote, there are many things that can go wrong and only one thing that can go right. You really can't test everything. The atmosphere is different on the moon. The gravity is different on the moon. So you have to make some simulations, some educated guesses about how it's going to work, end quote. Now, there were already early hiccups on this thing. So at the news conference, Weintraub wanted to show an inspiring video about the history of moon landings, except the sound wouldn't work. The sound came on, but the screen went blue. That was the next thing that happened once they got the sound back. So to even reach this point was really an unlikely journey for Space IL, whose story is a quintessential Israeli startup tale. It was founded to compete in Google's Lunar X Prize, which was a contest to see who could build the first private spacecraft to reach the moon. The co-founders submitted their application right at the deadline, which was December 31st, 2010, and then went through a few failed experiments before building the right craft. Now, the first model was the size of a Coke bottle, and when that didn't work, the team made the craft the size of a dishwasher, but now they're up to the size of a car. So Weintraub said, explaining the difficulty, he said, quote, it's rocket science. Even if it doesn't work the first time, that's okay, but the second time around, you expect it to work. So that was hard. We did it again, and the design you now see on the launch pad is the third or fourth iteration, end quote. Now, the XPRIZE shut down without a winner last year, but along the way, Space IL received enough funding to keep going. It's working in partnership with Israeli Aerospace Industries, and its donors include the U.S. billionaire casino mogul Sheldon Adelson, South African Israeli billionaire Morris Kahn, and Canadian Israeli real estate mogul Sylvan Adams. The mission has also become kind of It's kind of become in the pop culture, we could say it that way. So Buzz Aldrin, who knows something about getting to the moon, obviously, depending where you fall in that line of belief. But he tweeted his best wishes last Wednesday. His Apollo 11 mission landed on the lunar surface nearly 50 years ago. Again, I know many people don't believe that, but that's okay. Now, So Buzz Aldrin said, quote, if the hashtag SpaceIL mission is successful this Thursday, Israel will become the fourth country to land an aircraft on the moon. Good luck, Bereshit, end quote. So the spacecraft will raise an Israeli flag once it reaches the moon. It'll carry a time capsule with the entire Bible printed in microscopic text on a coin, along with hundreds of other documents compressed onto small disks. So dictionaries, encyclopedias, and Jewish and Israeli texts like the Israeli national anthem and the traditional Jewish prayer for travelers. So yes, the Bible is making it to the moon, apparently. Whether that includes the New Testament or not, I don't know. But this mission will also include scientific research. So in partnership with NASA and the Weizmann Institute and Israeli University, the craft will test the moon's magnetic field in addition to taking photos and video. And after 2 days, the craft will be shut off and the mission will be complete. But Space IL doesn't think its work will end there. The organization also hopes to inspire Israeli kids to go into science and engineering by showing them that space exploration is achievable. Its educational programs have already reached 1 million children, whom Space IL engages by asking them to help solve certain problems the craft might face, like how to stabilize with fuel sloshing around inside or helping to choose a landing site. And the craft's time capsule will also include drawings from the Israeli kids. Space IL is hoping to engage the Israeli public in the mission. There's even a Spotify playlist of Israeli songs appropriate for the launch featuring Space Shuttles by Israeli singer Barry Sakharov. So Damari, one of the other co-founders, said in a news conference, quote, it's the first Israeli spacecraft, but hopefully not the last, end quote. So there are hopes that this will continue, possibly even a manned mission on the moon. So when kids ask him if the craft will return, he says, quote, we tell them no, it stays there with the time capsule and all sorts of interesting things inside. It's your job to reach the moon and bring it back, end quote. So that's where we're at. It's also being used as an inspiration to send, other people, other Israelis to the moon in bodily form. Now that brings us back to the prophecy we were looking at before. Just to get a little bit of context here, this is talking about the day of the Lord. We can start at Mark 13-24. I'll turn it on screen share so you can follow along with me. And in case you guys are curious as to what this is blueletterbible.com, or .org, excuse me. I love it because when you use it, you can click on all the Strong's Concordance links and find out what all of these words mean. So it says, we'll start in Mark 13:24. It says, "But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." Interesting. Now, what's really interesting, too, is this word heaven here. If you click on it, G3772, it's Ouranos in Greek. And we get a couple of definitions. So the vaulted expanse of the sky with all things visible in it, the universe, the world, the aerial heavens or sky, the region where the clouds and the tempests gather and where thunder and lightnings are produced, a sidereal or starry heavens, so that's all in that first definition there. Or two, the region above the sidereal heavens, the seat of order of things, eternal and consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. So you got two options. Basically, you got all the physical stuff. You know, you got the sky, you got the heavens, where the moon is. You got the physical stuff, and then you get the spiritual reality behind it. Now, when we go back to our verse here, usually you can look up the context when heaven is used and try to find out what they're talking about. So heaven is used here. It's that same number. And here it's talking about the stars of heaven shall fall and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Now this is used in a spiritual context. Stars of heaven, those are fallen angels. Those are the ones that used to be in power and are no longer. The powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. This is a spiritual context here. But again, and usually then we would say, well, then this part of the heaven, that must be spiritual as well. And it could be. This could be a big metaphor for something else. But the physical part of it, we have angels, which are spiritual, but then we have physical things too. To gather his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth, to the uttermost part of heaven. So we have physical things in here as well, the elect, the earth, but we have spiritualized concept like the winds and the angels, which, I mean, you know, literal and physical aren't the same thing. It can be literally true without being a physical thing. You know, a spiritual truth can still be literal. Now, and this gathering, but the uttermost part of heaven. So is this a literal truth or is this a metaphorical truth? What is heaven here? There have been some that have said that heaven there, let me just, I'll put it back on me, that have said that heaven there is meant to be understood as outer space, that there's going to be some of the elect on the space station, for example, or maybe this is so far in the future that there will be moon bases at that point, and there will be Jews and Christians as well as other people on these bases. And you know, others have thought, well, if all these horrible things are happening on the earth, maybe some parts of humanity are going to think that, you know, well, it's the end of the world. We better go somewhere else. You know, we better blast off, you know, to the moon or to another planet or something like that. Of course, a lot of movies have been made about that exact thing to try to escape these plagues. Of course, there is no escape because this gathering thing happens. So even if this is so far in the future that that people think they're going to escape that way and they try to, say, escape to a moon base or something, then these angels, they're still gathering. Now this is the elect, so I mean this isn't gathering people for like a judgment kind of thing. It's a little different, and you know, some of the waters get kind of muddy through this. But you know, it would suggest that there is still a gathering that takes place. We know there's a great judgment. I mean, even those who are dead can't escape the judgment. So you're certainly not going to escape it by going to the moon. So there is a judgment, and if the elect are being gathered this way, whoever the elect actually are, there's a lot of different ways to even look at that, then surely anybody who thinks that, you know, if they're going to try to escape God by blasting off on a rocket to a moon base, you know, in 100 years, I don't think that's going to work. So it gives us some things to look at with this enigmatic passage. But it's interesting in conjunction with the story that we looked at today, because this is being used as inspiration for future future Israelites, really future Jews, to make manned missions to the moon. Whether you believe that's a good idea or a bad idea is up to you, or whether you believe that we live in a snow globe and, you know, Van Allen belt, and, you know, we just can't get there anyway. Well, yeah, I don't know. Don't know what to do with that. So, but I love you all anyway, but I just don't know. So anyway, a very interesting story. I am curious on your take, even if you think that this is all just, you know, fake news. I am interested on your take. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Also, I got to tell you about the best CBD oil you can get on the market today. CBD Pure. What I like about them is they test every batch that they make. They test it with an independent third party facility. So this isn't, you know, the company is testing itself. You know, they actually send it out to get accurate readings. Completely pure, non-GMO, totally organic. There's no pesticides. They test for all that stuff to make sure that nothing was accidentally sprayed or nothing leaked over from somewhere else. And it's fantastic. I've heard a lot of great testimonies from people who have bought this through my website and they've used it. And I haven't heard anything bad yet. I've only heard positive things. Even people using it for their pets. They make a version for your pets, CBD pets. So CBD Pure, CBD pets. Make sure you get make sure you pick those up. Money back guarantee. It's a 90-day money back guarantee. So it's just like the kratom. If you don't like it, you can send it back. You get your money back. No risk. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, look at the banners on the right-hand sidebar right at the top, or just click on the links in the description below and you can get it there. Okay, everybody, I want to know what you think about the moon, about the Hebrew people on the moon, Jews on the moon, what you think about all of this, what role, if any, does this play in Bible prophecy? Yeah, just everything else. Also, tell me what you think about the kratom and what you think about the CBD oil. I've heard many wonderful things. Again, just real quick, if you missed it, the kratom is at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Coastline Kratom. It's fantastic. Family-owned business. Local, you know, it's a business here in America, but they ship from expert growers of kratom overseas. So, just excellent high quality stuff, family-owned business. I'd like to know what you think about that too. Leave a comment in the comment below, or you can just email me personally, but leave a comment so other people can benefit too. All right, everybody, this has been a lot of fun. I'm excited to read your comments, excited to see what you have to say. Until next time, love you all, take care, God bless.